Hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and today we're going to talk a little bit about core fitness. We have a special guest, Cody Morris. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark, and today we have special guest Cody Morris, who's certified personal trainer, working with a lot of our patients, as well as a lot of people in the area here, and we're going to talk about the importance of core, okay, core exercises, and a little bit of kind of, you know, why should you be doing this? Say hello, Cody.
How you guys doing? Thank you for having me.
And Cody, you've been doing this kind of for quite a while now. This is a lot in your background, the personal training. Kind of tell us a little bit how you got involved and kind of where you're going, or just give us a little insight on it.
Absolutely. So basically, I got my start from a really young age. I kind of got my passion from my older brother. He started out as a college strength and conditioning coach. So from a young age of, I believe, 10 or 11, I've been looking up to him and kind of got into the fitness industry that way. It's been my passion growing up. I've always been into sports. So I decided I was going to go to school for it. Got my degree from William & Mary in kinesiology, and also with emphasis on biomechanics and exercise science. From there, I went on to be a strength coach at both Indiana and Penn State University, working with athletes there. And then I decided that I kind of want to work with a variety of people, not just athletes. So decided to move back down to Virginia here and start up my own company for a little while, and train people of all ages, all abilities, and then kind of started doing my own thing and decided I was going to want to just kind of snowball off of that, and been training patients ever since. So love the fact that I can train athletes as well as patients of all abilities and any age.
All right. So you may see Cody kind of running around here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. I see him over there working with a lot of our clients. So we're talking a little bit about core. We just recently had a little discussion about TRX, and boy, it can work your core tremendously. So it's something to consider. But when we say core, what does that mean?
Absolutely. That is, when I talk to people, they think of core, they think of abs. And that's all they think about. So when they're doing the exercises, that's what they're focusing on. In all actuality, it's not just your abs, it's your lower back muscles, it's your glutes, as well as your abs. And it's really a kind of a combination of everything coming together, working in unison together, that allows you to do certain movements, allows you to stay strong, allows you to stay stand up tall and erect. It's a combination of all those muscle groups. So all those muscle groups need to be strong and need to be worked in ways that they're not used to being worked. So not just going doing the same exercises that a lot of people get caught in that trap of doing the same old core exercise at the gym, whether it's crunches or sit-ups. It's really trying to have variety in your workout.
Right. You know, I stress all the time about preserving lean body mass during weight loss, and I do encourage people to work on core. And you know, when people think about, you know, lean body mass, we think muscles, and typically we think of these arm muscles, leg muscles, calf muscles, which, well, really in the big scheme of things, those are the relatively smaller muscles in our body. The core muscles are really where we kind of keep our basis of everything else. So the core really is what everything else kind of comes from, and you know, absolutely the core musculature and keeping that, you know, from a weight perspective, it's keeping their lean body mass as well as keeping that metabolism high as possible. Core is absolutely important. So when we start talking about core, kind of tell us a little bit about what should people be looking for, what should they be trying, what should, you know, kind of go into that a little more detail with us.
Absolutely. So, kind of like you said, your core, it's extremely important. You use it in your everyday life and you don't even realize it. Just walking, if you didn't have a core, you wouldn't be able to stand upright. You wouldn't be able to stand up tall. It's what allows us as humans to stand erect. I mean, it's extremely important. It has so many different functions. Starting with if I go start with athletes and then build off that, an athlete, it helps or really anyone, a strong core helps you move, helps you run linear, helps you run lateral, helps you jump higher. I mean, it is extremely important, but also for everyday individuals, whether it's at your job, at home, at anything you're doing. So you're carrying a kid around, you're doing anything, you have a job that requires you to manual labor, you're using your core an extreme amount. So and people probably know, if you ever hurt your back, your lower back, it is one of the most uncomfortable injuries. You can't stay comfortable. So building off that, you want to get out of your comfort zone. So that means not just going in, doing crunches, doing sit-ups, doing the core machines that are out there. It's doing stuff and really trying to have variety in your workout. So that means a lot of stuff where you're actually having to stay in position, like a plank. A lot of people have heard of planks, but there's also many varieties off a plank. I mean, you can do rotations off it. You can do one leg, one arm. You can add weight to it. The thing that I've seen is people don't like to add weight to core. So if you're doing arms, if you want to work your arms out or your shoulders, what are you gonna do? You gotta add dumbbells. You gotta make it harder. That's how you gotta gain, how you gotta build those muscles. Your core is really the same way. You don't want, it's a muscle group that you want to make stronger and you want to build up. So obviously doing it in the right sequence and right progression, you want to do it, but you want to start adding a little bit of weight to it, whether it's a very, very small 1-2 pound ball or it's 10 pound dumbbell. You know your body, but you want to start adding weight to the different exercises that you do. So making sure that you can build up that core and you can make it stronger and you do it in a right way that you won't get injured and you'll be able to live a comfortable life, as well as, I mean, everyone loves to have a strong core and have a flat stomach, but that's not how, we're not all built that way to have a 6-pack or 12-pack like some people have. But you still want to have that in order to maintain and live a happy, healthy life and a pain-free life for the most part. So I always encourage people to kind of look at some of these exercises that you don't think you can do, because you can do it. And if you take your time and really focus on what's going on and you work with it, especially if you're working with a trainer, they can take you through these exercises that will challenge you, and you'll be at first be like, I can't do that, there's no way I can do it. And next thing you know, 2-3 weeks down the road, you're doing it and it's easy, it's natural, you feel great, you feel stronger, you're reducing pain. If you have pain, I mean, it's just something that you always see, and you always see people improve their lives with it and just feel better about themselves.
Right. Now, one of the better things one can get for starting with core, we see these exercise balls, you know, things you can sit on. And often we talk about that as being a core, a way to strengthen your core. Tell me a little bit about kind of using some of those, like some of the balls or some of the equipment, the simple equipment out there to strengthen your core.
Absolutely. And those are great pieces of equipment too. So if you feel overwhelmed and you're scared to go try them, don't be. They're there to make these, a lot of these, whether it's a physio ball, the big ball, round balls, or a BOSU ball, where it's the half a ball you see in the gym, those are built to make to encourage people to do core and make it easier for them. But it also, in all actuality, makes things harder and you don't even realize it. So I encourage you to go out there and try it, and then if you're working with a trainer, they're going to push you and make progressions off there, and really go out there and try it and focus on doing different things. If you do the same thing over and over, you will not see results. And a lot of people know that, but core is just as important as core as it is upper body or lower body. You have to have variety, and you have to focus on, you have to really work at it. And a lot of times it's uncomfortable. When your core's tired, and your abs are sore, or your lower back's sore from working it out, you don't want that feeling. But that feeling goes away, and afterwards you're left with great results and feeling better overall. So the short-term pain, which shouldn't really be pain, short-term discomfort is nothing compared to the long-term results that you'll see.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, I see people kind of working out with those, with the, you know, the large balls, and it can be as simple as doing some, you know, sitting on the ball and then doing either arm curls or whatever. But whenever you're sitting on something that's slightly unstable, it makes you engage your core. And whether you do that with, like you said, BOSU balls with the little half balls that you can use versus kind of the full size, sitting on those. And we see some, it just as from a practicality standpoint, and we've had a couple around the office here where it's a chair. Truly is a chair. You've got the ball that actually is the seat, but it actually has the whole chair there, and you can use it at your desk. But because that seat is just slightly unstable, you have to keep engaging your core to keep you upright. And just something simple as that is that if you keep doing that over and over, it's a tremendous way to start building on that, and then you can do many more complex things.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is, it's a great way, like you just said, to add something like that to your workout. It does nothing but help you out, and it does. It works if you use a physio ball and you just do curls on there, or if you do presses on there, your core is engaged the whole time, and you're really working a lot more than you even realize, because you're lifting weight over your head, and that core is trying to stabilize you the entire time. Or even simple as doing some presses, a dumbbell bench press. Dumbbell press on there. I mean, stuff like that really goes a long way, like you said, and building up that stability in there, because stability is even different than actual core. I mean, stability is a little bit different part of core. So you want muscles that are going to stabilize you and make you stronger, as well as you want the big movers as well. So you want the stability ones to be strong, as well as the big mover abs to be strong. So you really want to focus on both of them, and that's a great way to really start that.
Right. So kind of really put that all in kind of the core really is the core of our plan here. So it is something you shouldn't ignore. It's something we should work on continuously, because typically as we age, we do lose some of that mobility. We lose some of the balance. We lose some of that, you know, stability that we have. And working on your core is going to help you continue that, but also can help you get it back if you've lost some of that. All right. Well, Cody, thank you very much for talking with us today. We're going to wind this down. If you want more information, don't hesitate to give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. The corporate website is cfwls.com. If you just want more information concerning weight and overall health, go to our kind of our Losing Weight USA site. Losing Weight USA site, which is losingweightusa.com. Sign up there. You get access to me every week for questions, as well as I give a discussion on different topics, plus tips, handouts, and recipes. It's a great way to stay engaged and keep you on right track for weight loss as well as overall health. Well, thank you all, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time on the next podcast. Stay tuned for that, and remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Take care, everyone.